Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Yes, my buddy, what's going on?
What's going on, my friend?
It is easy, not tired.
Easy, not hard.
Yes.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast, everybody.
Yes, and welcome.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can follow us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right. Please.
Hit the like. Isn't subscribe. It's going to be right here.
Ooh, yes. Notifications if you would.
Yes. Thank you for everybody for tuning in. Our continued support, we really appreciate
it. You don't even know how much it means to us. It
means a lot.
We got all these followers all over the world. People all listen to us talk about stuff, comedy, and all types of other ill shit.
Man.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been a blessing, and thank you. Continue.
Yeah, because we got some guests.
Ba da ba ba ba.
Oh, they coming.
Oh, the guests? The guests?
The guests?
Oh, yeah, they coming.
They coming.
Oh, they coming. Yeah, we got a great guest coming up. Speaking of guests, we just went to a great special taping of one of our friends in comedy.
Yes, we did.
It was a show that was hosted by John Armstrong.
Shout out to John Armstrong.
Tyrone Gaines did a feature.
Shout out to Tyrone Gaines.
And the headliner of the night was Ulysse
Dickerson.
Dickerson. She did a great job.
Great job. Everybody did a great job.
Everybody did a great job. For all the viewers out there, don't worry. You might say, who is Ulysse Dickerson?
Right.
If you're not familiar with her. But the good news is, you will be getting to know her soon.
Yes, you will.
Right here on this platform.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Got a star in the making, people.
Yes.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What's going on, brother?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Wait a minute. Did I do one? I did a show. Since the last time, did I?
Did you?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
Wait a minute.
Caramel was a while ago.
Caramel was a while ago.
Then we hit. We've been the fine stop, but we ain't. I don't think we did nothing last week.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what? Some people's theory is the heat keep going. Hit as many mics as you can. do this, do that. But you know, sometimes you need a mental break.
Life.
Life be lifing, dog. We have a 9 to 5 still.
Boy, 9 to fucking 9.
Well, mine is like
noon
to like 2, 3, 4, 5. We grinding.
Yeah, mine's 5 to 5, boy, 5 to 6. It's rough.
He's grinding, I'm grinding. We're all grinding in our
one of the best warehouse workers on the planet, people.
From the
effing
planet
right there. From the effing planet.
And, you know, for those people that don't know who I am or know what I do for a living, I'll just tell you real quick. I might fall from an open drawbridge or like Tarzan from a vine.
What?
Because I'm the unknown stuntman that make Eastwood look so fine.
Ooh, that's right.
No, I don't do stunts. I'm a trucker.
Might play one on a video or some shit.
Yeah, I do truck driving, and that's a very demanding of my time, you know, because I'm not a owner operator.
Uh-oh.
It's not mine.
That's not good for radio.
Oh yeah, that's sorry guys.
Terrible sound. He's messing with a receipt. Let's get
it was
that
on
away.
It was on a Le Tableau Noir.
Ooh, he's gonna crumble that
blackboard.
Up. Let's
get it was on that. The Le Tableau.
Le Tableau. The table.
I'm trying to think. I took French.
Table.
Hey Siri, how do you say table in French?
In French, table is table.
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 How do you say table in Spanish?
Hey Siri. How do you say table in Spanish?
I found 3 results in Spanish for table. As in furniture set for a meal. Mesa.
Mesa.
As in tabular data set. Tabla.
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 See?
As close. In flat top hill. Meseta.
Meseta.
All right. Yep. I knew I was close.
Table.
To one of those.
Table.
Yeah. Well, I had to get rid of it because he would have messed with it the rest of the episode. Continue.
Table. Well, yeah. I do truck driving. It's very demanding. And for now.
Yeah,
I'm not an owner operator. I actually do work for a company, so it's like I put in long hours. And it's not in my control.
Man, it's rough.
Real rough.
It's hard out here. Yeah. And then you know, once it gets to other days too, it's just like it's hard to get there, make time. But tonight we went to go to witness comedy. You know, what I'm
you know what? It felt good to be in the audience to sit there and watch some comedy. I'm not saying I don't like to perform, which is
I cool. love to perform.
I love performing too.
I love to perform. It's so much fun.
I think I'm addicted to the claps and cheers, maybe.
A little bit.
And the laughs. I might need some laughs to live.
I mean, I get that on a daily basis every time I go to work.
I don't really talk to many people.
I got people cracking up all day.
I throw things out here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works sometimes.
I mean, it's just little response. You know me, I'm just, you know, when you're quick with shit, all you do is fire off one little thing here and there. That's all you need.
Sometimes I feel like they're not worthy.
I mean,
you're not worthy of my humor.
It's just conversation. I'm not like running bits by people.
You're not worthy of my conversation.
People are always worthy of your conversation. You talk to everybody.
I
Who
talk
are you kidding?
To no one.
He's lying, people. He talks to everybody. See, he's getting people texting him right now on his 007 watch. It's amazing. Although I didn't put my stuff on silent, so hopefully no one.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, it's simple. You know, everybody has something to say. Everybody and everything to me has something to say. Animals have something to say. Trees have something to say. The water has something to say. The moon has something to say. The sun has something to say. Everybody has something to say if you listen.
Yeah.
Everything is telling you things. All you have to do is just pay attention.
I try.
I apologize to all the ants And small things that I step on a daily basis.
Ooh.
We're all murderers.
All day.
We don't even know it.
I mean, we know it.
Ooh. People don't think about it.
No, but
they step on ants and worms and things all day and just keep on.
I told you, with their life. The worst thing is they chase flies around the house to smack
kill
them. To kill them. To murder them.
Sometimes I won't stop until I get them.
Yeah, because they'll mess with you the whole time.
I would shut myself in the bathroom and be like, okay, mother sucker.
Where you at?
It's me and you. Make a move.
Go ahead and land. I dare you to
land. Yeah, it don't matter. Keep flying. I'll get you. I'll get you. I'll spray you with my alcohol concoction.
And they ain't going to eat them.
Yum. But,
oh, yeah. Life will get you, dog.
But, see, life is life, though.
Yeah.
You know, for all the people that try to follow the Bible, like, murder is a sin. Sex before marriage is a sin. You kill flies and roaches. Life is life, right? Is life not life? Is because it's a roach, does it mean that his life is not worth anything? Because I will kill roaches and flies and ants.
I wonder who they came back as.
I don't know.
So what I'm saying is,
who was they in their prior life?
Do you think there were somebody like, not like us, because we're awesome.
Well, I told you, and I said it, and it's probably documented, I wanted to come back as a blade of grass.
Yeah. So a dog can shit on it?
Whatever blades of grass do, that's what I'm going to just be, the best blade of grass. And hopefully I'm like Kentucky blue grass.
Kentucky blue.
Yeah. Or like baseball grass.
Where you get trimmed every time.
And looking good.
Looking good. That's flat right. Top.
Yeah.
I don't want to come back as a blade of grass.
No?
I'd rather just float around and haunt people.
So you just want to be trapped here for eternity?
I mean, it'd be fun to haunt people.
I don't know if it'll be fun to haunt people.
No?
I don't know. I'll probably get a kick out of it for like maybe 5 years and be bored.
People, would you enjoy haunting people?
Because my track record here is, and my jobs is 5 and out. So if I'm like, okay, I'm a spirit, 5 years, boo, I'll knock over some cans, bottles or something.
Oh, no, then you gotta get creative. Is that poltergeist action then? Is that where you get to the...
Or I'll write, like, get out on the mirror and take a shower. Like,
yeah!
Get out.
Just fucking with people, like...
I think I'll be great with messing with people, like, as a spirit.
I mean, but if it's in one house, yeah, you can get bored with that.
Yeah, with one house.
Are you trapped in that bitch?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know nothing about
that. I don't know, like, if you have, like, a geo fence, like, you can't go past this. Right. You know, there's rules and everything.
God, dude.
Or maybe you're attached to a sweater. Or if you, like, Charles Lee Ray.
A sweater?
Charles Lee Ray, they'll do a curse and you'll be like trapped with a doll. You'll be in a Chucky body or something.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
You think so?
Kinda.
Wonder if you were like in a doll and then you were donated.
It wasn't a fuck doll.
Donated to the Goodwill and you just sat on the Goodwill shelves forever.
I mean, you could come alive, right? And run around the Goodwill store at least for a while.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I think you have to be in possession to run around. I don't know. A lot of the African masks, they were supposed to be like transferred spirits in those masks.
Is that from the movie The Mask?
No, that's from reality.
I mean, is that where they got the concept from?
Probably.
Because it was a mask.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be honest with you, like all of these movies, all these monster films.
Come from somewhere.
You know, all of urban legends and myths, they come from some type of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they always entertain you with the truth.
Do they do that on purpose?
This mic is dusty. You need to fire the maid.
That's me.
Fire his ass.
Fired! Shit. That's some bullshit. Fire the maid.
Fire the fucking maid, man. This fucking mic is dusty.
It does just sit here sometimes.
This dusty mic, man. What kind of place is this anyway? We got a dusty mic in here.
Oh,
look,
we got...
Look, this is the fastest growing, consistent... I think you might want to push this out, too.
Oh,
this is the
Lord,
fastest...
I can't push this out.
Why not? This is the fastest growing and consistent podcast in this side of the Cuyahoga River.
It's good land.
It is.
I'm glad we're making our mark.
I'm having fun doing it, but you know, I don't really number watch like I used to.
All the time. I mean, obviously I see because I'm more, you know, behind on the uploading and all that stuff, and you know.
Well, that's ours, but
yeah.
You know how
that.
I do.
Yeah, you see that stuff. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you got a podcast?
He's a watcher.
Cool. You have a what's the podcast name? Oh, okay. And I'll go on there and I'll see the views and the viewers. And how many times you put out content.
Hey, we got nobody to thank but everybody out there listening and watching on all platforms.
Thank you so much. Thank everybody. All platforms. Dope. Name them all. Go down the list.
God, I don't even know if I can remember.
We're on all platforms. We're on Spotify.
YouTube.
We're on YouTube.
Rumble.
We're on Rumble. We're on
Pandora.
We're on iHeartRadio. We're on CastBox.
Is that CastBox?
CastBox. We're on.
There's a bunch more. Ditzer or Dizzer.
We're on there too.
Dizzer, yeah. We're on.
Dizzer.
Did I say Rumble?
You did. Rumble.
I gotta work on that page. I don't know what's going on with Rumble.
Yeah, we gotta.
Got something going on over there where it's not. I don't know. I think I got two different pages set up.
Well, you know what? All of our listeners, you know, just send us a message. Let us know where you hear the content.
There's Apple and Google Podcasts they listen to.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of other platforms that it shoots out to. We say iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
It's everywhere, man. So yeah. That's a beautiful thing. That's why I said I appreciate everybody out there that's tuning in to listen to us talk about comedy. Honestly, it's been a journey for us. It's been something that we obviously fell deep inside to want to do because, you know, we were able to actually pursue it. But growing up, I mean, how often did, you know, you think, hey, this is what I'm going to actually be trying to do?
You know what? To be honest with you, you know, it's been times where, you know, and I've said this before, I said it to the people I love and respect. They asked me, you know, because I'm like in a slum about what I want to do with my life.
Right.
And they like, what do you want to do? I said, I wouldn't mind having my own talk show. Right. I didn't say podcast because I didn't know what a podcast was.
Right.
And they said, okay, but what do you really want
to do? Yeah. I'm what do you mean? What do I really want to do? This is what I really want
to
do.
I wouldn't mind having a talk show and talk to people and ask them questions, and you know, people want my show, and I could say tune in for next time we have show or something like that. You know, come and talk to me. Come and talk to me. I really wanna.
Yeah, I want to sing, but people are like,
shut the fuck up.
You're not
you
good
really
at
cannot
it.
Sing, and you. Yeah, all that.
I don't care, people. I love it.
I'm shy.
Good thing I'm
shy. Ooh. I will be your comforter. Is that even him?
Don't get me started, motherfuckers. You don't even know. 90s out there.
Yeah, shout out to the 90s.
Shout out to the 90s.
People that, you know, made up our soundtrack in the 90s.
Soundtrack of the 90s. Do you listen to anything back there? You just good smile.
Mm-hmm.
I smile.
Like, I know what I was doing when that song came out.
I think about all the good times back in the 90s.
Yeah, shout out to the 90s, man. Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
The 90s was cool.
Yep.
But guess what?
What's up?
We in the 2000 and now right now.
2024, baby.
2024, soon to be 25, because these years be flying. I really think that they're manipulating and shaving time. That's what I think so.
It's getting quicker.
It's getting quick.
Hey, did you see that big ass, dark ass cloud and you see the divider as you were driving?
Coming home?
Yeah.
I wanted to take a picture of that so bad, but it was like somebody literally pulled down the shade.
Right.
Like, oh, it's over with.
Yeah. So, time for night.
Yeah, so it's like, how you do that? It was like a straight line, like
just a cloud that covered.
It was a straight line,
and then it was moving. Yeah,
but you know, crazy. Okay. So what's crazier than that is I'm very glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
you know, they were saying that, you know, the sky and the clouds is just a big screen. It's like, and they even tried to argue like when they took pictures, you know, and people zoom in on the sky, they see pixels. But why don't you see pixels in the other images? Why is it pixels in the sky?
I can't believe that.
Okay. And it's okay. You're not supposed to.
I know.
You're not supposed to believe it. I know. But it's like, you know, okay, so let me ask you this.
Although I've seen The Truman Show.
Well, The Truman Show, did you see? Okay, so, okay, this is the thing. They advertise us with the truth. All right. So one of the things is that stay consistent in these sci-fi movies is like the time warp. No matter what movie you're watching. What's wrong?
My drink's over there.
Go ahead. This guy. Anyway, one thing that's consistent. You want to go grab it?
I'll keep going. Go ahead.
All right. So check this out. One thing that's consistent, if you guys remember, in the time warp movies, the time machine, like in Stargate and the other movies, that stays consistent in all the films. Like it's like this pendulum circular thing that goes. All of that's consistent in different movies. Okay. Another thing is, okay, you saw The Truman Show with this guy and everything is like a big screen.
That movie just got me. There's a couple movies that got me like.
Okay, whoa. So why did they show that in King Kong? Why did King Kong throw a staff at the sky or a giant staff and it went up and it pixelated like Minecraft? Like, what was that about? What about King Kong? Why was that relevant? Like, did that even have to do with anything in the movie?
Probably not when it comes to King Kong. Maybe it's just a subliminal. I mean, I don't know.
Like I said, they advertise with the truth all the time. Like, you know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind was the name of the movie?
Fourth Kind? Yeah, no. Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind, I think.
That was like they had an actual doctor that actually made contact. And he had a cameo in the movie, and it was just like...
Where they showed the actual footage of the person levitating?
I don't know about that.
They showed. I think it was that movie. If we're talking about the same movie,
it was Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, but it was a female doctor, right?
No.
Oh.
No. I can't think of this guy's name, but we could Google it. And he, in addition to him doing like research, and he was a part of the team, I guess, that made the actual contact. He did a cameo in the movie, but who knew that was an actual thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So I don't want to make you or anybody else offended when I say this. Uh-oh. But a lot of these movies that are created.
Are movies.
No, they came from somewhere. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to be offensive. Well, white people ain't that creative. Think about what I'm trying to say. They're not that creative. It came from somewhere. They stole the idea from somewhere. They're not that creative. It came from somewhere. So all of these cool movies like The Matrix and everything, it came from somewhere and somebody, unlike them.
Well, yeah.
Okay?
That definitely happens.
I'm just saying, they're not that creative. Think of any movie that you saw and be like, oh, that was cool. The mind that created that was... No. No, they stole it. They got it from somewhere. They're not that creative. And I'm not shooting no shots. I'm just saying they're not that creative.
You're shooting some shots.
They're not that creative. Because time I thought that Steven Spielberg, oh my God, he has a great mind. He came up with that. Right. No, he got it from somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, The Matrix. Which one?
I'm talking about the Close Encounters.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's just from, an encounter. And you just make a movie out of it. Star Wars, though.
That's not even Steven Spielberg.
No, that's Steve. That's George Lucas.
George Lucas.
But what was Steve? E.T.?
E.T.
Yeah. He just ran with the alien idea. He captured the minds.
Even Norman Lear, creator of Good Times and all that, he stole it. It's documented. It's stolen.
Well, yeah. A lot of that shit is.
Stolen.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I just want people to just realize that they're entertaining us with the truth. I don't know what we could do with that information, but we cannot do.
Dude, the worst thing is, I talked about this plenty. Have you seen the movie The Island?
No.
I forget what year. It was definitely early 2000s. Go ahead and Google while I'm talking about it. So the island was basically They call it like if you won the lottery, you get to go and live like in this like the real world or whatever the case. But it was basically a place where there's a bunch of people, but they didn't know it, but they were clones. Clones of like, you know, famous people or rich people who could afford to have a clone made. So in case their organs failed, they could have the clone just, you know.
2005?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it right there. And so winning the lottery is basically when somebody needs their clone for like a surgery or some shit mm-hmm. to take something from them, from an organ or whatever the mm-hmm. case. They think it's to go be released into the world or whatever, go to the new island where mm-hmm. they can live and be, you know, have a life. They weren't supposed to have conscience, but they one realized that they were dreaming, so they started watching them like... real closely, but obviously there's a plot. So the one dude who had real dreams became like a real person. So he wasn't just a like mindless clone. You know what I mean? So then he met a chick. Obviously there's a romance story involved, but they end up trying to free them all and leave this place because they're all clones. And they get out and they see their clones or the real people out there. Like,
wow,
you know, who they are supposed to be, whatever the case. It's a crazy concept because I guarantee that shit's being
absolutely
done fucking now.
Absolutely.
They cloned a goat. When was that shit, dude? When did they... They cloned Dolly. Check that real quick. I forget when it was. I want to say it was
you know the goat's name?
Goat Dolly. Clone Dolly. When did they clone Dolly? The goat Dolly or some shit. I want to say it was maybe in the 80s or the 90s, dude. They
cloned. It was a sheep.
It was a sheep, okay.
1996.
Mm-hmm. They cloned a goat or a sheep.
Yeah.
They clone dogs now. Just
what
like
do you mean now?
Like, what I'm saying is, like, now it's like a business where you can say, I want my dog cloned.
If you lose your dog.
Yes.
Like, I don't ever want to lose Caesar.
Yes, I can have another Caesar if I want. But is it have a soul?
I think Caesar or is it just evil as hell.
Like that's what I'm saying, dude. What's up with that?
Listen, as far as like your clones out here, you just got to think of the primary colors. Think of the primary colors. You got red, you got blue, and yellow. Those are the primary colors.
That's it.
Yeah. Everything else is a
mixture of green. That's a mixture. And yellow. Yeah.
Same with people's faces and features. Think about that. There's only so many
combinations
you can do with a face, with eyes, this far apart, that far apart, almond shape, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There's only so many combinations, and it's bound to repeat itself.
Is that why the avatars only have so many options?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? When you go to make your avatar, you're like, what do my eyes look like? Right. Really like this or like this or like this?
Right. I mean, somewhat.
And that's what I'm saying.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Or you could come out with a person that has your identical features and maybe be another race.
I would say that's my son, but he's not kind of another race.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Sort of. But,
no, but 100%. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know.
Just looks like you, like, wow, but.
Another race, maybe.
Hmm.
Or maybe a female version of you.
My sister.
I saw this video that's been floating around, and it's some lady that looked just like Tupac. You saw that? Did I post it on my story? Did you see it, though?
No, but you sent it to me.
You saw it. She did look like Pac.
Little bit.
Look, I used to think that Ruthie from the real world used to look like
little bit
Tupac. When the real world was in, she's from Hawaii. I used to be like, Ruthie looks like Tupac.
Wait a minute. Ruthie? Hawaiian chick?
Yeah, she looked like Tupac.
You got to bring her up. I think I got to remember what she looked like.
Ruthie from the real world.
I don't even know. I need my readers for this one.
Look like Tupac.
Bring it up. Get out of here. I knew you were talking about her. Oh, my God. Don't look like Tupac.
Shit.
You lost credibility on that one.
Whatever.
Shit,
Ruthie and Tupac.
Ruthie. Boom. Bam. Don't look like Tupac.
Ruthie
look
like Tupac.
I'm gonna put her up right here.
Put her up. Make sure you got her nose ring showing.
I don't even Ruthie. Care. She does not look like Tupac.
All right. Whatever.
Not at all. People are like, nope.
Okay.
Either way, doppelgangers all over the place. That's a nice picture. It's not Tupac.
Come on, nope. Man. Come on, man.
Nope.
Ruthie and Tupac the same people.
You're
come
out
on.
Of here. You're losing a lot of credibility on that one.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, man. You're pretty good at the game. I understand.
You just don't see it because you don't want to see it.
I'm looking. I know
I used to watch The Real World.
I know what Tupac.
She looked like right here. Fuck you clicking.
You're stupid.
Look, come on now. Look like Pac.
No.
All right.
Not at all.
Okay. Look, I love Tupac.
Not at all.
I love Ruthie from The Real World.
I'm never. Just saying.
No. One of these days, you're going to find out.
They're the same?
I got a list. You know I got a list of people that's the same people now.
Like you mentioned the click.
Come on. Boogie bitch.
Hell no.
Boogie bitch in the click. Come on, man. Don't play with me, man.
You're stupid. You're so stupid. Not at all.
Welcome to Bible.
At all. He's stupid. There's some dope ass songs going back.
Hold on.
Who's it?
He talking about he ain't see it. Hold on, he ain't see it.
You calling now?
Right now.
Oh my
right
god. Right now. On air?
Right now on air.
Why is he doing this?
Right now on air.
He's talking.
Flint? What's up, man?
Oh, man, you know me, man. Just maintaining, man.
No, look, it's got to be fair to tell you that you live on air right now. But,
yes, you are. Man, just so you know.
I want a baby girl, man, to go say congratulations to you, Lisa, man, for the show. But I had missed them by like 2 seconds, man. She has taped her special up at the Africa Taste Lounge out of Mayfield.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we were in attendance.
We were definitely there, sir.
I was at the very end when everybody left, so that's why you didn't see me, because you had already left, which I realized once I drove all the way there and the car to drive there.
Hey, Flint, real quick. First of all, this is the back door way of me communicating you. I'm trying to talk to you about some business, and I hate that I got to do it this way. All right.
Well, you can talk to me any way you need to talk to me, man. I just didn't have your digits locked in, man.
Okay. All right. So
we're going to resolve all that.
Okay. Now, and I also wanted to say, yo, Dave, congratulations, yes, man. That movie is dope.
Oh, you fuck with it? Yeah,
yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
No, that was dope, and I got questions for you, but I want to save it for when you come on the podcast, okay?
Yeah, when you got some other room for me, man, let me know. When can I come up,
man? I'm gonna leave you my digits, and please text me your number, so we can really get this going for real, for real.
Yeah, I got a show Saturday, and I'm off Sunday, so yeah.
Well, it's gonna be in the future, because we got kind of booked up tonight, so. For the like, probably like looking more towards like August or September.
Okay, yeah. Listen, if I'm not dead by then, I will.
I love that album, but hey, you gotta stay strong.
That was such a Dave Flint answer, for real. Because this dude is like naturally hilarious. No, man. Look, I'm gonna see if we can move some stuff around, man, because I want to get this going while the film is hot. And it's going down, man. That was great. I got a lot of questions about the movie.
Yeah, and the sequel is in production, man. It's so cool.
I'm trying to figure. And you know what? It was really cool to see my friends up on the film, up on TV, right, man. Right. That was some cool
That's
shit.
The whole point. We want this to be clear. This is a big Cleveland thing. You know, it's us, but this is also a big Cleveland thing. We're going to make sure Cleveland is fully represented.
Well, I mean, I feel you. I feel you and I hear you. But it's something missing from that whole equation.
Yes. You two niggas.
I'm like saying, like, this dude talking this Cleveland stuff, and I don't understand, like, talking about, you know. But yeah, no, but Flint, we gonna, no, I'm gonna move some things around, and I want to get you on, man. Seriously, man, I fuck with you.
Man, we got cameos for everybody, man. Everybody gonna be a sequel. I got y'all. As a matter of fact, we're gonna do an episode of the podcast in the movie.
Ah, how dope would that be?
No, that'd be pretty dope.
Y'all can't have some fake that.
Okay, all right, whatever you want us to do, man. It, you know, we down. Hey man, but seriously, Flint, I'm gonna try to pencil you in because we got guests lined up until all's out in August. But I want to get you in sooner because I want to talk about the movie and stuff like that. And I want you
to. What movie are you talking about?
The time travel.
Oh yeah, back to 2005. Yeah, okay.
Man. Yeah, man. So. Yeah, we
got
to get that.
We
got
to pump that out in the airways. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about the movie Undercover. You didn't even give the name out. I know we'll talk more about it when he gets on here. But shit, right now.
When you pop him up with Dave Flint.
Yep, bam.
Pop that movie up too.
Bam.
Yeah.
Right there.
I just really appreciate that you enjoyed it, man. Like, I try not to be that dude and read all the comments, but man, I was reading the motherfucker with a magnifying glass. I had a fucking monocle in. I was looking hard as fuck.
Nah, you looking like
single comment, though.
Hey, but look. All right, so look. Here's where you stand out, Flint. Not only was it like it could be categorized as a hood movie, but how many hood movies are actually sci-fi?
That's the vibe. That was the whole point. And thank you for recognizing, you know, the angle we was shooting for, man.
Yeah, I mean, cause you know what? Like, we could talk about it more. I'm gonna say this last thing, and then I'm gonna let you go. But like, you know how we all done it with scary movies and sci-fi movies.
Right.
We all talk about what I would do if it was me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What ideas do you have in that? Yeah.
Or like, what would I do if that happened to me?
Right.
Like,
right,
man, right. If I found that flip phone shoe, I'll be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got what you're saying.
We didn't even get to put everything in there. Like with that whole Snyder Cut shit, it was like a situation like that. We didn't even get to put majority of the stuff in there we wanted to. So this next one, man, I feel like everybody really gonna be pleased with, man.
So hold on real quick. I'm sorry, we should probably save this stuff, but did you write this or did you just direct?
Absolutely.
Or...
yes.
Oh, you wrote?
Absolutely.
That's what's up. All
right. Okay. So I know you wrote it, and when do you plan on like getting the other one out? Because I wanna drill you and ask you questions about this one. So
first of all, pause.
Ah, yeah, right? Tell him. Paul, you know what I'm saying? Drill him.
No, Diddy.
Yeah, no puff. But yeah, we're going to have a sequel out and up by fall. We shooting it this summer. It's going to be up by fall. We're going to take our time with it this one and do it the way we really want it to, man, and show everybody that, you know, don't sleep on Cleveland. How many of us have to get out there just to prove to the world that Cleveland is where it's at?
Oh, man.
I don't know, but we're going to see.
Yeah. Hey, Flint, I'm gonna shoot you to the digits, man. We gonna make this solid. I wanna fit you in, man, so we can get this thing going, brother. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Absolutely. Of course, man. Hey, listen, I gotta come with my partner, though, man. I gotta bring the time traveler with me.
Oh, man, come
that's
on, man.
That's how we get down, man.
Oh, for sure.
All day.
This was a team collaborative effort, man. Like, between me writing, you know, him starring in it, you know, and between the amazing, talented, you know, Ronald Anthony Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Anthony Mayo.
Cinema. I don't know. You know the word I'm trying to say. The nigga's a genius.
Right.
I was about to say cinematographic, cinematographic. You know what I'm saying. Cinnamon stick. The nigga's a genius. He can take a movie script and just absolutely paint a camera with it, man. But yeah, between the three of us, man, we just clicked up on some Voltron shit and got it happen, man.
Dope.
And it came out, man. It came out great.
And that song is catchy too.
He really made the song. Like, it wasn't like they made the whole song.
Right. 2005.
Like, rap, the hook, wrote it, recorded, like, we did everything from, like, zero budget, all from scratch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, hey, look.
That's what you're supposed to do. Clerk style, baby.
This is, like, straight for the podcast, but, hey, I just blew down on you because I saw that you responded. So, hey, man, we got to get you on, and we're going to talk about it some more, man. Once again, thanks for taking
absolutely,
the call, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Just for the record, Clark is the West Side Kinsman.
What the fuck?
Better have some good car insurance, not just
or bulletproof vest.
Hey. All right. Hey, man, I'll be talking to you soon, bro. All
right, Dave.
Man. Thank y'all, man. We're going to link soon.
All right, appreciate it.
Peace.
Peace. That's what's up.
That was Dave Flint, y'all. Dave Cleveland's Flint, own y'all. Dave Flint.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, he got
a surprise guest on the phone.
On the phone. He got it. He got this movie, Time Travel from 2005. If y'all ain't seen that, check tune into that. That's some good entertainment.
It's on Tubi, right?
It was on
Hulu or Tubi?
Yeah.
Well,
I saw it, but I don't know which one it was on.
I think it was on Tubi.
I just, you know, this is what I do. I talk into the Fire Stick and say, play this movie. And that's what happens. I don't know what platform. Damn. I got.
Time Travel. I got a Fire. 2005.
It's a Fire Stick. If you ask me, it was on Fire Stick.
It was on Fire Stick, but everybody has it. So check Tubi or Hulu. I think it's on Tubi. I think it was on Tubi.
Or Fire Stick.
I think it was on Tubi.
Maybe Fire Stick too.
Maybe Fire Stick. It's definitely on Fire Stick.
Check Fire Stick. It's there. I'm telling you.
Stupid. Anyway, that was dope, man. Came in, popped in on the episode.
Yeah, man. I've been trying to get Dave Flint, man.
Cleveland's got a lot of talent, man.
Cleveland got the talent, you know?
I hate to say that personally.
I mean, because you've seen it firsthand, bro.
It kills me deep inside, but we ain't talking about sports. So I can talk highly of all the people around that are in the comedy scene that they're all doing the damn thing.
So not only are we dope in comedy, we dope in music. We have great music.
Great music, yeah.
You know, it was a song.
Boom, 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 boom. My favorite.
Even before boom.
I don't care. Boom, boom, boom.
We had the mighty OJs.
OJs, okay, I'll give you them.
You give me. We had the Cleveland Dazz Band, Whip It Baby, you know.
Whip it good, right. That
whip
one?
It, no, Whip It Baby.
Yeah.
Whip it right.
Whip it right, yeah. Whip it all night.
Cleveland, look, yeah. Cleveland MC Brains. Oochie coochie, la la la, oochie coochie. We got.
Oh, God.
Okay. Wait a minute, hold on. Let's talk about the great. You know what? I'm not selfish at all. I am from Cleveland. We got, you know, Paul Newman, Tim Conway.
Oh, here we go. He's going to compare, and I have no knowledge.
Hold on. No.
I can't.
No, the greats come from here.
Go ahead.
You know, Tom Hanks got his start here at Playhouse Square.
Awesome.
We have great theater district. Yep. We have a lot of stars.
You do.
Here in Cleveland, Ronaldo Ray, Bill Copps.
100%.
You know, we have great talent coming from great musicians.
I love your memory.
But you know what? I don't want to be selfish. You know what? You are from Erie, PA.
Erie, PA, baby.
Let's hear. Let's go.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I don't have that knowledge. I can't speak highly on anybody. I'm sure we have some people that came out and did wonderful things and did a good job, but guess what? Yeah, Justin Fuller, baby, I know that.
Justin Fuller,
you got me,
straight suckers. From Erie. You know what? You know better. You know while we're on there, fuck the bitch in the click game. Let's look at celebrities.
You out your mind, dude?
What celebrities?
Damn. No way does she look like Tupac.
Okay.
Out your mind.
Okay. Celebrities.
He's a hater.
From?
Erie, PA.
Erie, PA.
I know they filmed about a band who was in Erie. I don't know if they were from Erie, though. They filmed in Erie, though. That was cool.
Billy Blanks.
Oh, God. Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks.
That's the first one that comes up.
Yes.
Goddamn was it Tebow?
Tebow.
He's a quarterback.
Oh, look. Pat Monahan.
They got Fred Biletnikoff on there, like third or what?
No, third is Christina Esterbrook.
Who?
Christine Esterbrook.
I think I went to high school with her.
Did you?
No.
She's an American film and television actress born in Erie, Pennsylvania.
How old?
She was born in September 13th, 1952.
Yep, nope, that's my dad's age.
What about Nick Adams? Nick Adams is from Erie, PA.
Who?
Nick Adams.
Shout out to Nick Adams.
He's best known for Fire Island. I used to watch that all the time.
You don't recognize him?
I don't even know what Fire Look, the other two and the Englishman in New York, he is an accomplished veteran of the Broadway stage and has starred as...
I know none of these
IMG
people.
Is not working, and I don't know. But you guys, Billy Blanks is from Erie, PA.
Wow, I can't believe he's number one. I got to change
that. Did you know Billy Blanks?
I didn't know him, but I knew of him when I seen...
He's 62. No, before he did Tybo, he used to be in all the karate movies, doing karate.
Wasn't he in...
like Bloodsport or something?
No. Last Boy Scout.
The football movie?
Yeah, that's where he was. Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis.
I got a lot to say, but...
Please say it.
All right, so look, this is how I recognize Billy Blanks all the time.
Oh, like, shit.
I don't want him to kick my ass.
Yeah, because he does no fucking shit, so...
But...
Tread carefully.
Me, personally, I used to trip on Billy Blanks because... His teeth would be out. Like, he'll be doing crying out. Like, he had an overbite. Yeah, his overbite was bigger than mine. And when he was doing his moves, his teeth would be like. And that's how I knew Billy Blanks from his teeth.
Shout out to Billy Blanks.
Shout out to Billy Blanks.
Ear is fine.
Look, hold on. We talk about our overbite all the time.
All the time.
So.
All the time. You know. We got overbites. Yeah. We don't play games. We know.
You're in an overbite club, Billy Banks. We welcome you.
Shout out to you from Erie, PA.
Well, he's 62. He's been in the overbite club longer than we have.
Yeah, definitely. Longer,
yeah. So Billy Banks
been in a movie with Halle Berry.
Well, yeah. But
the fuck?
But I don't know. but what I'm saying is, we came up with a technique because I was always burning the roof of my mouth.
Always.
Some things still
do.
It's because of our overbites.
I know.
So I figured out a way to not burn your mouth. You got to do an underbite. Bite your pizza.
You pull back.
Bite your pizza with an underbite, and you won't. You bite it down, and you won't burn the roof of your mouth. Billy Blanks, I know you burn the roof of your mouth all the time. Shout out to you, Billy Blanks. Tybo. Hey, that was a movement. Tybo was a movement, man. Shout out to you, man. Erie, PA. You guys have that in common. Overbites and burning pizza and Tybo.
Tons of it. I don't do Tybo, though. Overbite all day, burn the shit out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Try the underbite.
Yeah, Billy, like, if you bite the pizza when it's hot, you work out a lot. I know you probably don't.
Why'd you have crease?
What? Look. Billy.
Tybo!
I'm trying to help Billy eat pizza hot, man. What are you doing, man?
Oh, shit, what's with the crazy guy? Why you have the other bite?
I don't know.
Now you look crazy.
Look. Oh, I know why I did it. You know, when I do my Sammy impression.
There it is. That's what you look like. I was wondering what the fuck.
The Candyman can, because he makes you different. And makes the world taste good.
Oh,
the
shit.
Candy man.
That's what it was. It was the fucking, it was a crook in the.
You can even eat the dishes.
Damn.
Candyman can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. All right, I'm done.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Everyone needs a laugh in their life.
The Candyman. Okay, I'm done.
It was more of the crooked eye. The crooked eye.
Like, you know, like you can't you can't do Sammy without doing your eye like this and making your underbite. Candyman can, because he mixes it with love. It makes the world taste good.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Hey man, where can they find you at, Jay?
Hey everybody, you can follow me, Joseph Roy Comedy, on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes. Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications if you would, please.
Please.
Hey, check out JustinFullerComedy.com. We can see all the episodes. I ain't updated shit, so I gotta do that. That's gonna make me do it this week. So I appreciate everybody watching, listening, following. Please continue to do so. Please tell your friends. See you next week. We gonna have more guests. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.